Hey everybody, welcome to the Celebrity Tea Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Bestany. Every week I tell myself that I am going to come home from work and sit down and just record the podcast and edit it and then go to bed at like a reasonable fucking hour. And here I am at 2:33 a.m. my time, recording and editing the podcast, and I have work. I have to be at my desk at 8:30 a.m., which, number one, is fucking ridiculous. Like, on the weekends, if I wake up at 8:30, or let's say back in the college days, if I were to wake up at 8:30 in the morning, I would be like, huh, what? It would be like the middle of the night. And now, I'm literally at my desk working at 8:30 a.m. It is just crazy to me. And if that's what adulting consists of, not what I signed up for, and my mom and my dad, they are selfish for having me, because number one, who's going to pay my bills at this point? It's selfish. There's tons of them. I don't know where I was going with that. Anyways, we have a lot to talk about this week, but first things first.
Are you ready to hear the tea? Let's get started.
Let's get started.
I know, a lot of you reached out, and including my even family and friends, reached out about the whole Jordan Woods, Tristan Thompson, and Khloe Kardashian drama. Basically, if you've, you know, been living under a rock for the past couple of 2 weeks, I guess. Tristan's a dirty cheater, we all know that, but he struck again, and this time it was with Kylie's best friend, Jordan. And not even just best friend, like, the girl lives with Kylie. Like, she lives in her guest house. She does everything with her. She goes all over the world with her. She's been a fixture in the family for a while now. She has a lot of business deals with the family. And then they were at a Valentine's Day party, which, why was Jordan at a Valentine's Day party at Tristan Thompson's house and Khloe wasn't there, or Kim, or only Jordan was it? Jordan went to this party? Just so weird to me. That's why I kind of think it's fake. We all know that Kris Jenner is an evil genius and she's always on the move. She needs those ratings up for the Kardashians because they have been down for the past couple of seasons. Kris Jenner is not going to have that for much longer, so she needs to keep doing this and keep it fresh. If you notice, anytime that there's going to be a new season, or Kim has a new butt plug out or perfume, something big happens, or like Rob and China will start fighting, or Kylie will have a baby, or some bullshit, you know? It's always something with that family, and I love it. So at this point, the new updates are Jordan has officially moved out of Kylie's house. Kylie has gone so far to actually take her off the list at the security gate, so Jordan can't even get in the neighborhood, which is like, ooh, girl. Khloe has a brand, Good American. She sells jeans and all that bullshit, and they cater to curvier girls. So Jordan was one of the models, and on the website goodamerican.com, each model has their own kind of webpage. Each webpage, they display all their pictures. Now, Jordan's page is off, so it is clear that the Kardashians have severed all ties with Jordan business-wise. And Jordan, like, what the fuck? You really fucked up. Like, I can't even, I'm trying to, like, make it better for her in my mind, but damn, girl. Like, she's living back with her mom. Hopefully she saved up some money from these gigs that she's had. I'm sure she has tons of designer gifts that Kylie has given her, stuff like that, that she's acquired throughout the years of rolling around with them that she could sell or something. But I don't know. To be honest, I think that Kylie is going to, down the line, forgive her. They're young, and they've been friends for literally as long as we've known the Kardashians. She's been a fixture in the background, and, you know, they've lived with each other. They, you know, she's close with the baby, and I'm interested to see how it unfolds. Either way, Tristan is a piece of shit. He's dirty. Khloe's been tweeting. She tweeted at first saying, guys, thank you for the good pitying me and all that bullshit, but listen, when I want to talk, I'll talk to you. And I think we should just respect that. Khloe, everybody loves her. At the same time, like, she's obviously gone through a lot. Like, literally every single guy that she's been with for the past 5-6 years, they've cheated on her. And it's like, what the fuck, Khloe? Like, Khloe's so funny and chill. And she's very hot, and her body is right. Even after having a baby not too long ago, she's looking great. So I'm not sure why. Maybe we could tackle that in future episodes. Let me know what you think. I just want to thank everybody for listening, who is, even if you're listening for the first time. When I started this podcast, I literally thought that 5 people would listen to it, including me, my grandma, and like maybe a friend or two would listen. There have been thousands of people who have listened to the show so far. It's only been 2.5 months, so I'm thrilled, and I want to build this show even more and make it even better as time goes on. So please let me know what you guys want to hear in the future and what I could do more of and what I could do less of. Whether I take your advice, I don't know, but anyway, so I just want to thank you. Please tell your friends about the show. Like and subscribe. I'm not going to even put the ad in this episode because, frankly, it's like annoying. So I'm going to spare you this week. But please just like rate the podcast and tell somebody. If you sit next to somebody at work and they have an iPhone, just be like, can I see your phone for 2 seconds? Take that phone and then type in that shit. Celebrity Tea Podcast. Rate. Best show ever. 5-star. Submit. That's it. Here's your phone back. Do it. I love you. Anyways, back to the story. So Jordan denied the fact at first that she even hooked up with him, and then she was pressed, and then she finally admitted it, and then I guess they threw her out, and then she's saying now that she was very intoxicated, blacked out drunk at the time, and I don't even know if she's of age. I should probably have known that, but you know, it's late. Either way, like, fuck you, Jordan. Like, don't be sloppy. That's no excuse in my book. If somebody ever did anything to me like that, like cheated or something, and they told me it was because they were drunk, I would be like, number one, why were you drunk with somebody that you would possibly be able to fuck without me? I like to drink too. Number two, no, I have been very drunk and I would be able to, as drunk as I've been, I would know if I was doing something I shouldn't be doing with somebody. But I don't know, everybody's different, I guess, but we'll see. I decided that I needed some perspective on this case, so I decided to reach out to one of my correspondents and see what she has to say about it. You know what that means, people. Jillian Tidbits, hit it.
All right. Hi, Jill. Wait.
And I like need to get into character right now.
Yeah. Ready?
Oh, Ray is coming.
Jillian's Tidbits.
They poop.
Poop.
Hi, Jillian. How are you?
Hi, Nick. I'm good. How are you?
Just wonderful. So, you know the situation going on with Kylie, Jordan, and Tristan, and Chloe, and all of that. Correct?
Yeah, obviously.
All right. If you were Kylie in this situation, would you be able to forgive and forget Jordan or what?
So I feel like that's a complicated question because I am still convinced that this was some sort of setup because, yeah. I mean, Jordan is basically part of that family. You know, I mean, she was even literally living with Kylie. So I just, I feel like there was some sort of setup there by Chris or someone. So I feel like there's a lot more to the story. So just from believing that, I want to say, yeah, I would take her back because I just don't really believe what has been spread.
Yeah, Chris Jenner is an evil genius. I do agree with you. However, Jordan is now saying that she is totally embarrassed and she was so drunk, blackout, and that's why she did it. Do you think that that's an excuse? Should she get a pass because of that?
I mean, that's certainly not an excuse because you still know what you're doing when you're drunk for the most part, unless you're at the point when you're blackout, you know what you're doing when you're drunk. And as far as I've read on any articles, she didn't have any other really good friends there that night with them. I think they went to a concert before and then went to an after party at Tristan's house. So, yeah. I mean, where was everyone else? Like, why?
Exactly. Like, why was Jordan the only one there?
It was weird why it was the two of them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. I agree. All right. Bye, Jillian.
Boy.
Jordan is scheduled to make an appearance, or she's just she teased that she's going on some interview with Jada Pinkett Smith. I guess she has a show or a talk show or a podcast or something. I'm not really sure. But Jordan alluded to the fact that she would be on it. And this would be pretty big for Jada because I didn't even know she had a show, but now I do. And I'm not really sure because apparently Jordan has several non-disclosure agreements with the Kardashians, so she can't really say much. So I'm not sure how juicy this interview could be, but who knows? Maybe she's just so done with it. She's just like, fuck it, sue me. I don't have any money anyways, and you guys know it. You're not going to get anything from me anyways. So who knows? I'm interested to see. That's going to be tomorrow. So I will definitely update you on that next week. All right, guys. I can't even lie and tell you that I watched the entire Oscars. I know. I'm supposed to be the king of pop culture, but, like, listen, they're fucking boring. However, I did extensive research on the event, and I've watched videos and read several articles with all the highlights, and I did watch tidbits, but I don't know. The Golden Girls were on, so fuck you. Anyway, it was definitely a rough, bumpy road leading up to the Oscars this year with Kevin Hart, that whole debacle. For those of you who don't know or haven't listen to prior episode, go back and listen, because I don't know, that would be nice and cool of you. It would help me. Basically, Kevin Hart said some things and it offended the LGBTQ community. Therefore, he backed out, and then I guess they were in talks of a few people, and then they ended up just going with nobody. So nobody hosted, and honestly, it was pretty dope. The general consensus of that nobody really seemed to miss a host. Nobody really cared. And honestly, without having a host, that just means less of the cringy and awkward jokes that never land, and those awkward, like, skits and all of that. That corny bullshit. We just didn't need it. Best Supporting Actress, Regina King. She won it for some movie that I have no idea about. And that's the thing with the Oscars. If you notice, all these movies and shit, you've never even heard of. Green Book. Was that even in the movie theater? I don't recall. And Best Director, Alfonso Cuarón for Roma. Roma, I've never heard of that movie. Best Actress, Olivia Colman. She won one of the biggest awards of the night for The Favourite. And it looks like it's spelt in the British way. However, that movie was definitely not in the movie theaters. Don't even tell me twice. And then Best Actor, Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody. I've heard of that. And A Star is Born are the only movies I heard about in this whole show, so I was rooting for them, to be honest. Lady Gaga won again for Shallow in the film A Star is Born, which that song is a smash. It has broken records and definitely her most awarded song. The fact that Bradley is on it, that's kind of cool. And also, Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga, their performance was definitely one of the biggest highlights of the night, and I think anybody would agree. Everybody loved their chemistry. Twitter was going on fire because, of course, everybody is horny as hell. They have to be like, oh, like, they're definitely banging. Like, no, they're making a lot of money together, so they're gonna chalk it up. But the performance was pretty great. I always liked Lady Gaga. I think she's very down to earth, and Bradley Cooper seems whatever. His girlfriend was in the front row. Like, I'm sure she, you know, she probably doesn't give a shit, to be honest, but I'm sure that's not great when everybody's like, oh, I wish they kissed. And they almost look like they were, because I think they know exactly what they're doing. You know, they wanted you to say that. Lady Gaga is also the first woman in history to win a Golden Globe, a BAFTA, a Grammy, and an Oscar award in one single year. Good for her. Like, how do you wake up every morning and be humble when you're just winning awards like she is this year? Speeches. I think the whole show was less political this year. Everybody agreed that it was pretty great. That's a pretty positive thing, because honestly, it just makes everything so tense and uncomfortable. And I think we could have a show. It's entertainment. Like, we don't have to bring politics into it. And that's why I did this show. Like, there is so much serious shit in the world. People don't come to the Oscars or the Teen Choice Awards or the Emmys for your political bullshit. We come for fun and entertainment. And to admire art that has come out in the past year. I don't really give a shit about Trump at this point. I want to see Taylor Swift perform. You know what I mean? Anyway, here is a clip of Bradley and Lady Gaga's performance. See what you think. Hello, we're far from the shallow now.
Shallow, we're far from the shallow now.
And we're back. All right, I'm just gonna update you real quick on the R. Kelly situation. For those of you who don't know, R. Kelly was finally arrested for 10 plus counts of sexual assault. it's all started when I, well, it all started like decades ago. There have been rumors about him, just like Bill Cosby, same shit. There have been rumors for years. Everybody really ignored it. He was still popping. He was still selling records. Bill Cosby, he was doing all his bullshit. Rumors were coming out, yet he still had the most popular show in America. You know, it's just, it's crazy how we let the select few slip through the cracks. Some of the shit that he's done, and I don't even have to say allegedly because it's proven that he's done some of the shit that, I don't even want to say it, but he's done some crazy gross shit, and he's obviously a sick individual. Talent aside, yeah, you could be talented, but I think if you're a piece of shit, you're a piece of shit, and I don't want to support you. His bail was set at $1 million, which is a lot for a bail, and apparently he didn't really have that money, so obviously his career wasn't doing as well as everybody said it's been. Couldn't afford the $1 million bail, but of course, he had a rich friend, some girl, actually, which is kind of counterproductive for the case against him, because of course she's a young girl. I'm not sure where she got the $1 million, but of course, as soon as she bailed him out, they went to McDonald's. People went online and said that this McDonald's that they went to was one of the places he would go to troll young girls, and it's just like, what? Why McDonald's? I mean, I get it, because there's, like, the play place, but I feel like he was into, like, 15-year-olds. Like, what 15-year-old girl are you going to find at McDonald's, you know? I'm going to take a break, but guess what? We have another sponsor for you. Yep, it's another sponsor. Thank you so much for supporting the show. All right, roll it. Hey, it's your host, Nick. I'm here today to tell you about the newest food delivery system. This not only provides you great meals every night, but it also helps you lose weight. Just a few months ago, I was fat as hell. Now, I'm just above average. See, I'm a lazy motherfucker, and I don't feel like cooking my meals. But guess what? Now I don't have to. Skinny Food delivers great meals right to my door that help me lose weight. You also get a free workout program that will supplement your diet and optimize your results. If you don't believe me, ask my good friend, Jennifer. Hey, Jen, what did you think about Skinny Meals? How was your experience?
Yeah, it was great. I'm a big bitch, and guess what? Skinny Meals was perfect for me. Now I'm a small bitch, and I love it. I'm making my dinner now. Dinner tonight is a cup of peas, a carrot, and a strip of chicken. So filling and delicious. Definitely not going to bed hungry tonight.
And guess what? You'll never even believe it. I even got dessert.
Dessert? Oh my god, I totally forgot about that. When you order a complete week of meals, you get a free dessert. You can choose from
a spoonful of whipped cream, a scratch and sniff sticker of a banana bread, or crumbs from a real muffin.
Satisfies everyone's sweet tooth. What the hell are you waiting for? You could use code CelebrityTeaPodcast for 10% off your first meal. What are you doing, people? You are missing pathway to skinny, skinny food.
Your hips will thank you tomorrow.
Yeah, we're just amazing at selling products at the Celebrity Tea Podcast. If you want us to sell your service or product or sponsor us in any way, please hit us up at www.celebrityteapodcast.com and go to the contact section. Also, follow us on social media. We are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Those are all the things. And also subscribe wherever you listen to the podcast, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or I don't know, there's a bunch. Honestly, I'm really hungry. It is now almost 3 a.m. I just need a little kick before I finish this episode off. We are going to be talking about Jussie, the Empire star, who, honestly, why are you listening to this show if you haven't heard about it yet? Clearly not up with the pop culture. You can't sit with us. No, but you really can. Please subscribe and tell your friends. This Empire star, he allegedly paid these two guys to assault him, and then he cried and said it was a hate crime. Then all of a sudden, he had so much support from not only Hollywood but also the nation, and everybody was reaching out to him. He was the talk of the town, and then all of a sudden he gets arrested. And of course, some people were skeptical about it, but according to the defense against him, he hired these two brothers or cousins, and he gave them very minimal amount of money, and apparently he was kind of sloppy about it. He wrote some checks and And honestly, if you're going to pay somebody for doing shit illegal, I think you should pay in cash or Bitcoin or whatever the fuck. But I wouldn't write a check. It's a paper trail. Even I know that. Haven't you learned anything? I feel like Empire, that show, is about some like shady shit. Should have learned. Also, fun fact, Jussie and R. Kelly were arrested. They took their mugshots in literally the same room. There is the same scuff on the wall in both Jussie and R. Kelly's mugshot. I think that's hilarious slash sad. And also, it's like, it's just not a good look for both just the African-American culture and the gay culture. It's just such a setback. But basically, the attack on Jussie that he claimed occurred out of nowhere, basically, they slipped a noose around his neck. Like, who does that? And then they were yelling racial and homophobic slurs. On February 20th, he was charged with disorderly conduct and for filing a false police report. So I guess that's when they were like, okay, we're calling shenanigans on your bullshit that you were spitting. And then Empire, the show that he was on, he was making pretty good money on. They axed him from the last couple of episodes from the season. So he has no job now. And I'm not sure who the fuck would hire him after this, but who knows? A lot of people come back. Empire released a statement. We have decided to remove the role of Jamal from the final two episodes of the season. So basically, they were like, we're done with him. And honestly, that's muddy water. So he's dealing with his bullshit. And I will keep you updated on the latest. Again, thank you so much for anybody who has listened to the podcast, anyone who has liked us on Facebook or Instagram, or even if you just listened to one episode and didn't, you know, don't keep up every week. I appreciate it. Keep listening, and I hope the show gets better, and I hope to have more guests on. Keep the quality getting better as time goes on. I'm excited to see what the future holds. We've gotten through another episode of the Celebrity Tea Podcast. Thank you so much. Have a great night. I'll talk to you next week. Goodbye.